Mocha, he's Tovach. But over here, once he's Hikdash already, so the Hikdash is Chal, it doesn't belong, Lavdik Dekot Tovach, it no longer belongs to the Nignaf. So you're not Chayv Dalavet. So the Gemara asked Akasha, and I involve him in Aleph on the top. You're right, Bishleima Tvichaloy Mechayv Dechi Kotovach, the Hikdash Kotovach, Lavdim Arei Kotovach. No longer belongs to the Nignaf. Why don't you say the Hakdosha itself should constitute an act of Mochar? Because the din is that Mochar is Labdafke, if Nasim and Matan is also Chayv. So Mali Mochar la Hedyot, Mali Mochar la Shemayim. What's the difference whether I give a Matana to a Hedyot? You give a Matana is also like Mechar. Matana ke Mechar. Mali Mochar la Shemayim. The Hakdosh itself should be an act of Mochar. So the Gemara says, Mikor to a Deruvin, Vahashta to a Deruvin. That it's not. So then Rav Shimon is quoted in the Mishnah as disagreeing with something. Shimon says, it depends. Is it kach meshechay beruchas? Is it kach meinechay beruchas? So first, the Gemara thought that Reb Shimon is disagreeing on this point. Reb Shimon doesn't accept this svara of malim. Does Reb Shimon doesn't accept the svara of mekora turu deruvin bahashta turu deruvin? Reb Shimon holds that the hakdosha itself is an act of mecher, but he distinguishes between kach meshechay beruchusin as the kach meshechay beruchusin. If it's kach meshechay beruchusin, then it's still shali. Because the Dabar Garm Lamam and Kamam Dham says still Shali. So then the Hakdoshe does not constitute a Mecher. If it's Kachim Shenachai Bach Riusam, then it's not a Dabar Garm Lamam and Kamam and Dham. So then you will be Chayv on the Hakdoshe itself. So that's what the Gemara starts off. He, in the middle of the Omer, and I involve him in Rav. He, the Sover Reb Shimon, Malim Ochalahem, Malim Ochalah Shamayim. All right, we understand Reb Shimon holds from Akasha that we asked on the top line on the daf and I involve him in Aleph, and he doesn't hold from our teretz mikor to the Ruben hash to the Ruben, and he holds dabar gam lamamin kamamin dami. This havamin is wrong already. Before you start off, it's wrong. The Gemara is going to slug it up anyway, but it's wrong because the Gemara says imsachim in the first part. The only time Reb Shimon holds dabar gam lamamin kamamin dami is dabar shekvar garam lamamin. If there was a dabar gam lamamin and then a guy stole it from me or someone was mazik it. So then say Dovish Goram Lim Mammon, it already caused me to have said Mammon. Then I say Kamamun Dami, I'm considered a Bible. But over here, Gona Vihigdish does the Hagdosha constitute an act of Mecher? So Reb Shimon is gonna say, well, it depends. If it's Kachim Shachai Bachruism's Dabar Garm Lamamun, Kamamun Dami, so it's still mine. So it's like it never left the Rishus of the Ganav. No, Reb Shimon only says Dovish Kvar Goram Lamamun. Just theoretically it could may possibly in the future be Garam Lamamun, he doesn't yet say Kimamun Dami. So the whole Havamin is incorrect. It was gonna shlog up anyway, it doesn't read straight in the Mishnah. But that's how the Gemara has a Havamin. Nihi the Sab Rab Shimon 5. We understand Rab Shimon holds like Akasha, Mali Machwedha and Mala Machala Shamayim, and he doesn't hold from the Teretz. He doesn't agree with the Tanakhama that may core to Ruduru has to Ruven. So let it say Fakedi Pribim Boile. If it's Kachim Shechai Bachriusan, so it's Dabar Gam Lamam Kimam and Dami, so then it should be Potter. Akatel Nafik Meshuse, if he's distinguishing, it should say the reverse. And Kachim Shechai Bachriusan, that is going to be Chai Bachle Meshuse. Mar says, no, Reb Shimon doesn't go on that. No, Reb Shimon agrees with the Tanakhama that Mekor Turu Deruven Mahash the Turu Deruven. The act of Hakdosha itself is not. The act of Hakdosha to Kachim is Beach. Like Tosfos distinguishes, the act of Hakdosha to Kachim Mizbech itself is not considered like an act of Mochar. It's not considered like a Matana. Reb Shimon is arguing on a Milsachrita Koi. Goes on a different case. The Hainu. Lochi Katani. In such a case. Agon of Achra Ganif. Ain Agon of Achra Ganif Misham Tashlami Dalad Behei. Why? Because the Ganif Sheni stole from the Ganif Rishon, it doesn't belong to the Ganif. In order for the Ganif to be Chayiv, Kefal, Dalet, Behei, why does it not? Ganif Ganif Shalom Tashlumi, Dalet, Behei, it doesn't pay Kefal either. No. Ganif Ganif doesn't pay Kefal either, not only Dalet, Behei. Why? Because in order for the Ganif to be Chayiv, Kefal, Dalet, Behei, he has to steal the object from the ownership of a person who owns it fully, Shaloi B'shusay. So here, one who stole a chayfet, someone stole an automobile from the owner. So the owner doesn't know where it is. It's in Alabama now. He stole it in New York. It's in Alabama. It used to be around the corner. All the stolen cars used to be around the corner. But now the police stole them. So they go to Alabama. Okay. So It's Zaina Shaloy of the Ganav and Zaina Bishus of the Nikdam. So the Ganav and Aganav is not going to be Chayiv, not Kepel, not Dalabahay. Lab Davka Dalabahay. He won't be Chayiv Kepel or Dalabahay, because in order to be Chayiv Kepel Dalabahay, you have to steal it from the owner who owns it fully. Owns it fully means Shaloy Bishus. The same thing if the owner is Magdish an animal, and then a Ganav steals it, he's Potter. My time with Gurim Beis Ish, Lem Beis Hegdish. We learn two drushes from the same pasuk. We're going to base ish, we're going to base aganev. We're going to base ish, we're going to base hegdish. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon disagrees on this part. Kachim, it depends. If it's kachim shechayi bachri yuson, and by the gun of stealing it, this causes the nignav to have to lay out money. Dov shekva goram lamamen. The gun of stealing it is already requires of the nignav, but he has to be mafrish another carbon instead of the first one. Because he's chai b'achri yusin. So then it's kimam and domi. So then it's considered as if the ganav stole it from the bailus of the balabos, of the balakorb, and then it's chai b'kefil dalabahay. My time in Korean, maybe good in b'esuish. Ain't a chai b'achri yusin. What if it's not garm l'mam and delok v'ain good in b'esuish? Then it's going to be pot. Okay. Freg di gemara akashe on this din. We just said it in that according to, and we're interpreting that that's what the Mishnah means also. See, the Mishnah has ganav v'higdish, that the ganav is magdish after he stole it. Poshup shat, the ganav is magdish. Gemara had a whole pilpul before. Maybe it means that the nignav is magdish. But we learned that poshup shat is that the ganav is magdish the behema, the hegdish is chal, because it's a yish v'shine v'shus, a yish v'shine Hashem, the hegdish is chal. So Reb Shimon is disagreeing. Reb Shimon Omer, but he's not disagreeing with this case. He's disagreeing on a different case. If the Bala Behema was Magdashit, Ashlomim, and Oila, Achatas, and Asham, Apsochim, whatever, Korban Pesach, so the Chachamim would hold that Kachim is Mama Galoya. So when the Ganav steals it, it wasn't Shaloy B'shus of the Nignav. Reb Shimon disagrees and he says sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. If it's kachim shachai b'achri yuson, and by the gan of stealing it, he was goram lemamen to the nignav, so it's considered shaloy b'shus of the nignav. So in that case, the gan will be chayv kevel dalavay. So on this, the gemara effect akasha, the gan of steals the behema, and he shechts it. Where does he shechts it? So the gemara thought originally he's going to shecht it b'chutz shchut echutz. So the gemara effect akasha, a side kasha. How can Reb Shimon, if Reb Shimon would have just said yechayv kevel, that we wouldn't have had any kashas. But Reb Shimon says, not only are Yechayv Kefel, Yechayv Dalet Behe also of Tovach HaMocha. So the Gemara effect, Akashim, how can it be? Reb Shimon happens to hold another sheet, and the sheetos it is a problem. This is good, Reb Shimon holds Dabra Gam Lamam and Kimam Dam. We had another Reb Shimon that he holds Shechit V'Sheni Ruya, Lav Shmo Shechit, not by Kisei Adam, and not by Yosef Ezbeno, and not by Dalet Behe. Any case of a Shechit V'Sheni Ruya, is lav shmo shchita. There are exceptions to the rule. Yishech the treifa, is it mitar midei nebeil? So Reb Shimon is masking, it's mitar midei nebeil. Posek, posek and chumish. Shchita, the Gemara adrasha, that shchita's treifa is mitar midei nebeil. Or let's say, if yishech shchut echutz, yechayv koris. So Tosis says, why yechayv koris? The shchut echutz is also b'hano. Also b'hano is not called the shchita. Not called the shchita, so it's not called shechting shchut echutz. So you shouldn't be over on shchut echutz. So you should be muta b'hano. So shekamar is not chayv koris, muta b'hano. So Tosis says, no, that's the posik. And the posik says, there is an institution of shchut echutz. So if you shech the korma chutz, you can't say, since it's also b'hano, it doesn't have to be also b'hano in order to be shchita sheni ruy, as long as it's also b'achila. But it's even also b'hano. So you're going to say, shchut echutz, since it's also b'hano, so shchita sheni ruy. Lav shmo shchita, so you're not chayv koris. It's not called the shchita, it's not also b'achila, it's not also b'hano. You can't say it like that. That's the gzeres hakos. Just like the fact that shchita's treifim is mitar midei nevela. That's a drosha from a pasuk. Reb Shimon is basking there. So this also Tosis says. That's what Tosis writes over here, I involve him in Allah. Shchita sheni ruy, lav shmo shchita legabi dalet v'hei. But Tosis says, bar mi legabi lav de shchut yichutz, de b'hoch ichi rachman, an shchut. That's like Shrita's Treifa. There Reb Shimon is masking that it's Matar Medein Avel. So that's an exception to the rule also. Shchut Echutz, he has to admit that you are Chayiv. Otherwise, you'd never have an institution of Shchut Echutz. He's going to refer to this later. in the Hemshah. That's why they set you up right away in the first line that there are certain cases that Rabbi Shimon has to be maskin. So they're going to, on the bottom of Amud Beis, they're going to refer back to what they wrote on Amud Aleph. Okay. So the Gemara fact, Akasha, they thought that when the Ganav steals the Behemah, the Shor Shehukdash, Mid Beis HaBailim, and it was an Osham, or a Chatos, or a Pesach, and his Chai Bach Riusan, or if it's an Oilon, a Shlomim, it's a case where he said, Hare Alai, so his Chai Bach Riusan. So if it's Kachem Shechai Bach Riusan, so it's considered Shaloi B'shusa of the Bala Korban. And the ganav is chayv not only kefil, if he does tovach machas chayv dalvehei. So the more effect akasha, if it's kotchim, he's probably going to shecht it bachutz. If he shechts it bachutz, it's also bahanom, also bachilo, also bahanom. So as you consider it shchita sheina reuya, lav shmo shchita, so it shouldn't be machayv dalvehei. That's the Gemara's kasha. Freg the Gemara, Reb Shimon, the shitas is shver. Michta shamil, Reb Shimon, he happens to hold also another shita, shchita sheina reuya, lav shmo shchita. Craig the Gemara Kachim is also Shchita Sheni Ruhim because he shechts it bachutz. So what's pshat in the din of Rab Shimon? So the Gemara quotes that when Rab Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he told him over that it's a machlekes Rab Yechanan Reish Lakish. How to understand pshat in Rab Shimon? Rab Yechanan says that it's talking about shechet tmim and bifnim. He shechts it in the Azara, so therefore it's a Shchita Haruya. And Reish Lakish says no. It can be shchut echutz also. Reish Lakish shama b'shechet balamum b'chutz. He's shechting it b'chutz. I normally shechting b'chutz is shchut echutz is also b'ano. So Reish Lakish says here he got a mum kavua, and it lends itself to pidyon. So therefore shchut echutz doesn't apply. The use of shchut echutz is only if it's a behemah tmima. If it's a behemah that has a mum and you paid it, so there's no use of shchut echutz. That's a shaila we once mentioned. The Ragachova has a suffix. In the collection of letters, the Bochrim in Europe before the war used to send letters all the time to the Ragachova, ask him kasha. So he used to answer everybody's postcards. So in the collection of letters, so they have a shaila: is it permissible to shecht a korban shuhumam v'nivde? A korban got a mum kavua, and then you were paid it. So the din is that it still has partial kedushas korban. It doesn't have a full kedushas korban. You're not allowed to be makriv on the mizbeach. You're permitted to shecht it chutz lebeis amigdash, and you're not zerk the dam on the mizbeach. But it has a partial kedushas hegdash. The Gemara says that it's still oisit tmura. If the owner, the one who is paid it from the gizbar, if the one who owns this psula hamigdashim, that's what the word psula hamigdashim means. A korban shuhumam v'nivta. A korban got a mum kavu, and you were paid it, so it's called psula hamigdashim shenivdu. So after it belongs to you, if you say harezu tachazu, so it's oisit tmura. You can't do much with the tmura. Normally, if you have a korban that's kosher lahakrove, you're not allowed to say lo yachli penu lo yamarosa. You're not allowed to make tmura. If you make tmura, you get malchus. But it's kodesh. It's nitvas. It's chals. It says in the pasuk, v'hoyuhus marosa yakodesh, and you makri both of them. They're both korban as a shlomim. They're both korban as an oilam. It can't be makri that tmura schatas. Tmura schatas is that korban. It can be makri two chatos. So tomorrow's chatas, tomorrow's oshem is for kapar, it can't be makar. But if it's an oil and a shlamim, well, Yehus, Merosi, Yakadish, you makar both of them. Over here, if I have a karbon shumam v'nifte, and I say harezu tachazu, so this couldn't be karb, so this can't be karb either. Has the same din. Well, Yehus, Merosi, Yakadish. The tomorrow has the same status of kedusha as the original karb, even though the tomorrow doesn't have any mum. So you want to say, well, it was a shlamim or an oila shumam v'nifte, so let the new Behema Tmima become a shlamim or an oilam be makrivit on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says he can't do that. Since it's bo mikach kedusha dechuya, since the original korban is humam v'nifta already, it's already nifta. So it's always a tmura. So it's the tmura is nitvas, and you can't do anything with it. If it's a behema tmim, you have to wait till it gets a mum and then be poided. You can't be makrivit on the mizbeach. So what are the dinim? What else does it have? The korban shuhumam v'nifta, the psula hamikdashim. What dinim does it have? So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk. Tizbach v'yachalta basa. Tizbach v'lo giza v'yachalta lo l'klavecha. In basa v'loi cholov. Basa v'loi cholov. So it has special dinim limitations. So the yester ragachover, since it retains a mikzas kedushas korban, maybe it's permissible to be shechted in the azara. Maybe the yisra shchut echutz. Maybe the Yisra of Chulam Bazara, not a Shailu Shchut Echut. This says, Beferish, you're allowed to shecht it, Chutz Lazara. If it's hum psul namakdashim, of course you're allowed to shecht chutz lazar. But the yisur of shechting chulin bazar, maybe it only applies if it's outright chulin, 100% chulin. But if it has have a mikzas kedushas carbon, maybe it's mutter to shecht it in the azar. So here Rish Lakish says b'shechet balamum in bachutz. Why do we have to say bachutz? You could have said b'shechet b'balimum in askinim. What's the difference whether bachutz or bifnim? Sounds a little from the Gemara that if he would have shechted the balamum in bifnim, it would have been chulin bazara, it would have been asa b'achila, it would have been vayta, it would have been again a shechita sheni ruyim. So the Rashash raises the issue on adab. But the Rashash never imagined, like the one who sent the letter to the Ragachava. Ragachava said, I don't know the answer. It's a good question. It could be that it's mutter, the shech psula hamakdoshim, shehumum uvinivdu in the azar. Maybe there's no isra of chulin bazar. The Rashash couldn't visualize, that's wild. He doesn't even raise such a possibility. He just asked a different shayla. Maybe kachim shehumamu vadayin loy niftu. The Gemara says the Rish Lakish is talking about a case. Balimumin has a mum kavua, but you weren't paid it yet. Rish Lakish is not talking about niftu. So the Rashash raises such a possibility. He's halfway towards the Ragachavas, the shayla that they asked the Ragachava. Maybe if you have balimumin shehumamu vadayin loy niftu, you weren't paid it yet. So then it still has the Kedusha. Maybe you're allowed to shecht that in the Azara. Maybe there's no isan shecht in that. But humamu v'niftu, that he seems to assume that that's out of the question. So he raises the possibility of humamu v'niftu. Maybe there's no isan chulam Azara. So yes, so why does Rish Lakish say, shecht balimum v'achutz, he should have just said, hocham askinem, v'balimumin, sheshachtam. Balimumin, it's no isan b'shchut echutz. So he says, maybe when it says bachutz, it means afilu bachutz. He's not so convinced that bachutz means dafka bachutz. As opposed to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says he's talking about korbanos tmimim sheshachtam bifnim only. That's a little doichet that Rabbi Shimon means ganav korban v'shachta bifnim chayv dalvehei. Rabbi Shimon never said dafka bifnim. Rabbi Yechanan says it's bifnim. And there are two versions of what it is. Rabbi Yechanan says shechet tmeim b'fnim b'shem b'aylim, and what the nishpach adam, and another version of Rabbi Yechanan shechet tmeim b'fnim shlo d'shem b'aylim. Two versions of what Rabbi Yechanan said. Rabbi Yechanan said it has to be dafke b'fnim. The variation of two tzedot. Rish Lakish disagrees. Rabbi Yechanan lav dafke b'fnim, could either be b'fnim or b'chutz. That's the Rashash raises that possibility. Maybe when the top line on Ayin Vav and Beis when it says shechet balamum in b'chutz, it means afilu b'chutz. The Rish Lakish wants to make it easier to read the Braisa, the Mishnah and the Braisa, where Reb Shimon says Yechayiv Dalad Yechayiv Kefil Dalad Vei Mishalam Tashlumi Dalad Vei Tovach Amachar. It doesn't make a difference whether Tovach Bifnim or Tovach Bachutz. In either case, he would be Chayiv. Okay, that's a side topic. This Rashash with the Tzafnas Baneh, that's another topic. So what were the two versions here within Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan says he's talking. Rabbi Shimon is talking about a case. The ganav stole a behemoth tamima, which was hukdash by the bala korban, and it's amid lahakrove. And then once the ganav steals it, so the bala korban is mukhib to be mafresh another one. He has to go mafresh another one and be makrovit. He was mafresh already. He was mafresh. It does make a difference. But since the ganav stole it, so it's already a dovish kvar gorim lamamet. He's already mischayv to bring another one instead. So then the Gemara says, so the Reb Shimon holds davar gam l'mamik imamid dami. So the bala korban is considered the bailim. It's considered zifu washaloi b'shusoi. So the gan, if he steals it, is going to be chayv keren and kefo. And if tovach hamachah, is going to be chayv dalav hay. So the kasha was, where is he tovach? Is tovach b'chutz? Is going to be shchut techutz? Is going to be osa b'achil? Is going to be shchita sheni b'ruya? So shchita sheni b'ruya is chayv on shchut techutz, Taisa says. And by definition, every shchut echutz is shchita sheni ruyah, and he's still chay. That's bar mishchut echutz. That's the exception to the rule. But what? But you shouldn't be chayiv mishum dalad vehei. Should be shchita sheni ruyah. So to this, the Gemara answers two versions of Rabbi Yechanan. No, he shechts bifnim. But he can't be normally shechting bifnim for the sake of the bailim. If he shechts it in the azara on behalf of the nignav. That's why the Mishnah says in Zochim l'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach that the Kohanim when they shecht, whoever shechts, the shechita doesn't have to be done by Kohanim. Whenever the shechita, kabbalah v'yelach mitzvah kohuna. The first avodah is shechita, Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zvikah. So the starting from the second Avodah, you need a Kohen. First Avodah does need a Kohen. That's what the Gemara calls the Shechita Lav Avodah. Shechita is not an Avodah that it requires a Kohen. It is an Avodah, for sure it's an Avodah. You make a Machsheves Pikul B'Shah Shechita, of course it's an Avodah. But it's not an Avodah in the sense that normally an Avodah requires Kohen, and so here it can be done by a Zar also. The Mishnah say that the Kohanim on Korban Sibu, the Kohanim used to have a Chumrah, that they didn't allow a Zar to Shech the Korban Sibu. Says they used to draw lots to determine, they had a whole pious, to determine which Kohen is going to have the Schus to do the Shechita. What do you mean which Kohen? Why didn't they have everybody included? Have a big pious, big Hagrola for everybody. So the Meiri says on that Mishnah in Yuma, that was a minig that they introduced, that they only allow Kohanim to Shech the Korban Sibu. Yeah, Azai. They only allow Kohanim to Shech the Korban Sibu. There's a statement in the Zohar, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, that the Achronim discuss in Yeridaya. They say, V'shachat has ben abokar on the Pasuk, so the Zohar says, Shechita k'sheir bizar. So the Zohar says that it's preferable not to have a Kohen do the Shechita. Because one that does the Shechita is a murderer. He develops a mid of achzaris, he's killing animals. So you don't want the Kohanim. The Kohanim are supposed to be tzaddikim and softies and goodies, goody-goodies. You don't want them to develop such a miserable attitude. I don't know, anybody know any shochtim? Do they have are they tough people or are they easygoing people? So the Zohar says you don't want the Kohanim to develop a midas achzorias. So we recommend bedafki you should have a non-kohen do the avodah. So how does that shtim? How does that correspond with the Mishnah Yuma? Mishnah Yuma, Mishnah and Tamid. It says that every single day of the year they had a pious to determine mishoichet which kohen is going to be zoichet to do the shechita. They didn't, and Miri points out, they didn't, and Miri and Yuma points out, they didn't permit non-Kohanim to do the Shechit. It's clear that it's not so. I don't know. So that's a problematic statement that the Zohar makes. The Achronim talk about that Zohar. That the Rabbanim shouldn't be Shochti. They have a rabbi who's supposed to be a tzaddik, a holy tzaddik, and a softy, and the Shechit should be someone else. The rabbi shouldn't do the Shechit. Okay. So Nachamon. So the Gemara frekta kashem. So the Mishnah says in Zvachim that the shem shisha dvarim hazevach nisbach. When the shochet shechts the korban on the Beis Hamikdash, whoever the shochet happens to be, whether it's a kohen or a non kohen, strictly speaking, it may be a shechita is ksher or bizar. You don't need a kohen. So it says he should have in mind six things: the shem bailim and the shem whatever the korban is. He should have in mind what the korban is and have in mind the Shem Ishim, the Shem Nichoyach, the Shem Hashem, all the different kavanas. And then the Mishnah says that the Tanoim made a takana that since the din is a stoma l'shma, even if the Shechet is not having in mind one way or the other, he doesn't have in mind. So Shlomim and Oy Lachatos, he doesn't know what it is. So since B'dievet it's good, stoma l'shma, so made a takana that let's leave it like that. Tell it one who does the Shechita, his mind should be blank. He shouldn't think who the owner is, that I'm makrivit for the owner, and I'm makrivit as a shlomim, as a chatas, as an oila, as a pesach. Let him just have in mind stoma. It's a better idea. Why? Because stoma, the shma is going to be kosher. If you're going to have in mind, you may make a mistake, or you may be mishana on purpose. If you tell him, have in mind the shame of the Bible, so he may decide, that guy, I don't like him. I'd rather be makrivit for this guy. He's a good friend of mine. He can't afford it. So if you're going to be mishana the bailim, or you're going to be mishana the kodesh, what do you mean an oila? This guy's giving an oila. The Rebbe Shalom does man as oila. He has to bring a chatas first. Let him first bring a chatas for the averish of the other. Then we'll be able to discuss whether we're going to be makrav or not. So the kohen may decide, I don't want to do it the shame this bailim, he doesn't deserve. I don't want to do it the shame the korban that he brought it. I think what's in line today is he should bring a chatas. He shouldn't bring a shlomim or not. He's not ready to give gifts to the Rebbe Shalom. First he needs a kapar. So because the Mishnah says, because the Tanoim, the Anshek Nes Agda, this is a very old Takana. Because they were concerned that maybe the one who's going to do the Shechita is going to be Mishana, and he's going to passel it. Sometimes Shina Kodesh or Shina Bailim passels. That's the bottom Tosis discusses that. So therefore they made a Takana that you should do with Stoma. The Stoma is going to be kosher, because Stoma the Shema. As long as you have a blank mind, everything is okay. So the Gemara says over here, the Gemara's question was, according to Reb Shimon, fine, kochim shechai b'achru yuson is considered mamim b'aylim. Dabar gam l'mamim k'mamim dam. So if the ganav steals it and he shechts it, he's chayv dal vei. But Reb Shimon l'shitasa should hold that it should be shechita sheni ruya if he's going to shecht the chutz la'azar. So the Gemara says no. Rabbi Yechanan answers he's shechting it in the azar. So it's a shechita ruya. The Shech said in the Azara, "Frag the Mab Harichazir Karen Levayim." If that's what it means, the Shech in the Azara and the Shech thinks Stama. The Takan is that whoever does the Shechita, the Shech Stama should not have in mind for it. Should have a blank mind. Shouldn't have in mind which carbon it is and who the owner is. So the Shech thinks Stama. The Gana brings it to the base of the Khan and probably think it's his. They don't know he's a Gana. Comes with a beard and paints and a long jacket. They don't know what he is. So the Shech, the Karmel, if they'll have in mind for him, so it'll be a Shinu Bailim. The real owner is the Nikna, and they'll have him in mind. But they don't. The Mishnah says it's often the Shech that's Stama. So the Shech that's Stama the Shema, even though they think he's the Bailim. But if they don't, if the one's going to do the Shechita is going to have blank in mind, so it's going to be Oil of the Bailim will be Yitzhak the Mitzvah. So that's considered Chazer Keren the Bailim. So if the Bailim already got back, if you did a Hashavas HaGneva, by hook or by crook, this is today over here. The Ganav never gave it back. The Ganav brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. This crook wants to bring it as a carbon for himself, this gangster. So he can't do that. It was hooked by the original owner. He doesn't know the dinim. So the Ganav brings it to the Beis HaMikdash for his own sake, let's say. He's a real Ganav. He wants to. But the Kohanim are going to do the Avodah. They're going to have in mind Stoma, whoever the owner is. They're not going to have him in mind. So then the Bailim will be outside with the carbon. It'll be good for them. So that even though the Ganav never did a Hashavah, he's never said, "I apologize for stealing your behemoth, and here it is, back again," and never. Or he didn't call him up and say, "I apologize, I'm going to makir it in the Beis HaMikdash on your behalf." The Ganav went to the Beis HaMikdash, wants to bring it on his own behalf. But the one who's going to do the Shechita doesn't have, has a mind blank, like the Mishnah said, supposed to shech the Stoma. So the Gemara says, if so, that's considered Chazer Karen Labailim, even though the Ganav didn't do the Hashavah here. And then the Ganav shouldn't be chayiv dala dehei. The Bezin can make a gmar din on dala dehei if the Ganav already did a hashava. That's the Gemara's assumption. Ari chazre keren labaylim. The Bezin has no right to make a gmar din. Ari chazre, three lines from the bottom. Ari chazre keren labaylim. So the Bezin has no right to make a gmar din. Probably on kefil also. If the Ganav already gave back to Karen, does the Bezin have a right to make a Gmar Din on Kefil? Probably not. Only if the Ganav didn't give it back. If they have to make a Gmar Din on Karen, then they agav the Karen, they can make a Gmar Din on the Kefil and Dal Mehebe. Once he already gave back to Karen, Mamish, nothing to discuss. So the Chari is not Chayiv Kefil, it's not Chayiv Dal Mehebe. So that can't be the Pshat and Rav Shimon. Chatzis and Oshim, you don't have to have anything in mind. If you do it blank, it's good. It's Oyla L'Shem Bar. Yeah. Here, Taisus quotes from the first Mishnah in Zvachim. They're different opinions in the first Mishnah. Yesterday, I was talking about Shimon Achi Azariah. That's in the first Mishnah in Zvachim. So the Mishnah has different opinions. What's the din? If the one who did the Shechita had in mind a different person, he had in mind a different carbon. So let's say he's shechting an Oyla. Let's say a Balabas comes with a carbon Oyla. The coin thinks, Oila, this guy is such a sinner. First he has to bring achatos. I have a mind that this should be, he knows that the balabas was makdish the shame Oila, not the shame chatos. Coin says, no, I'm going to be makdish the shame chatos and come back later, come back tomorrow and bring the Oila. You don't deserve, you know, you have no right to bring an Oila before you get a kapara for the averis that you did. So that's called the shini kodesh. That's called the shini kodesh. The person knows that this is an Oila. The one who does the shechita, wherever it happens to be, the kohen or the non-kohen. So he knows that it's an oil and he's shechting it l'shem chata. So that's a shini kodesh. If it's akira b'toyas, if he thought that it was an oil, so then it's a machlokes and the toysus on the first daven zochim. Sounds like the whole that the akira b'toyas passels and the Raman paskins like the other sugya that akira b'toyas does not pass. That's the shaylin din, how do you paskin? That's the Chofetz Chaim has a sefer on Zevach Toide, has a sefer on Zvachim, on all of Kachim. On the first page, he points out, Svasem also points out, Tosfos on the first daf in Zvachim seems to assume that even Akira B'Toyas is also a Shina Kodesh in the Shina Bailam. And the Rama Paskin is based on a different sugya that it's not. So here, but let's say it's not B'Toyas, let's say he knows. He knows that it's an Oila, and he says you don't deserve to bring an Oila, you have to first bring Achatas. That's called the Shina Kodesh. And what's it did if the one who did the Avoida made a Shina Kodesh, or he made a Shina Bailam? Let's say Ashina Kurdish, what's the din? So by all other korbanas, aside from Pesach and Chatos, that's what Tosfos quotes on the bottom line. Pesach and Chatos, Mivsuli Shaloi Lishman. If you shech the korban, I know that it's a Pesach and a Chatos, and I hold you don't deserve to bring a Pesach and a Chatos. First, you got to bring a different korban. and I decide that I want to be mishanet to a different korban. So that passes the whole korban lagamre. You're not allowed to be zarek the dam, and no one's allowed to eat it. Period. No one's allowed to eat that korban. The Pesach may not be eaten by a non kohen, and the chatz is usually eaten by zichur kunim. May not be eaten by zichur kunim. The whole korban is possible. You're not allowed to continue to do the avodah. By all other korbanos aside from Pesach and Chatos, so the din is that the shinoi bailim pasels b'miktzas. That the bailim are not, it's not oiler l'shem bailim, l'shem chavit, they're not yotzei d'chay v'asam, but the korban is kosher b'di'evit. So this just fills you in on the ideas, on the dinim over here. And then there's also a din of shinoi bailim. Shinoi bailim is if you had, I know that this korban was brought by Reuven, and I think that he doesn't deserve to bring any karbonos. I have in mind, even though he paid for it and he brought it, he wants me to be makariv for him. I don't care. I have in mind it should be for a poor man who deserves and he can't afford his next door neighbor, whatever. I have in mind for somebody else. That's called the Shina Bailim. If I made a mistake, that's the machlokes tosis in the Rambam. Is that called the Shina Bailim if it's betois, if it's an akira betois? The Rambam says akira betois is not called an akira. So Nachamal said, "Gemara, yes, the kasha rechazer karen lebailim. The Gana brings it to the Beis Hamikdash, and the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash are makriv stoma. They follow the takana that says in the Mishnah in Zvachim, the makriv it stoma. Where's that Mishnah in Zvachim? Here's the Zvachim. So if the makriv it stoma, so it's oila for the nignav. So if it's oila for the nignav." If it's early for the Nignav, so then the Gemara says that it's going to be Chazur Karen LaBailim, even though the Ganav didn't intend to return to the Bailim.
What does Taisus mean when he says, who are the Shaloy Lishmon? Lav after the Shaloy Lishmon Bailim?
There are two types of Shinoi that I mentioned there in the first Mishnah in Zvachim. Either Shinoi Bailim or Shinoi Kodesh. So Shaloy Lishmon means I made a Shinoi Kodesh. The one who does the shechita knows that this is a chatas and he wants to bring it l'shem oile. He knows that it's an oile, he wants to bring it l'shem chatas. He has a whole philosophy why shouldn't be korb l'shem what the bala korban brought it for. That's called shinei kodesh. And shinei bailim is he's makrevit l'shem the correct korban, but he holds that this guy doesn't deserve, despite the fact that he brought it and he wants me to be makrevit, he should be yotzei the mitzvah. I have in mind a different person. That's called shinei bailim. So Shini Bailam and Shini Kodesh both have the same din that the korban is by most korbanos, that the korban is kosher, but just like all of the Bailam and the Shem Chayva. And by Pesach and Chatos, the Mishnah says, based on Pesukim, that if you make a Shinui Kodesh, Shini Bailam is a different story. Make a Shini Kodesh by Pesach and Chatos, so then the din is that it's Pasul Agamri. You're not allowed to continue. Somewhere our Mishnah is Vachem, I forgot where it is already. And then it says they made a takana to do all the avodah stoma, not to have in mind anything, because you may by mistake make a shinui. Here it is. It's the last Mishnah in Perek Beshama. Mem Vav on the base. The Mishnah begins. L'shem shishu dvar mazevach nizbach, l'shem zavach, l'shem what the type of the korban is. Oy l'shlom l'shem zavach, who the owner is. L'shem Hashem, it's a gift to HaKadosh Baruch. L'shem mishim, you have in mind to burn it. L'shem reyach, l'shem lichot, should be accepted as a maton. And then it says, then the Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, af mi shelo haya beliba l'shem echad b'kalei l'kosha, fi shech tzitztama, shehu tanai bezdin, she'ena machshava halachas ala acha hoivit. So the Gemara says that tanai bezdin means that you should do it tzitztama. You shouldn't have in mind anything. So that was the Gemara's kasha over here. So that was the Gemara's kasha over here, and I involve him at Aleph. If he's shechting it bifnim, the ones who do the shechita are not going to have a mind for the ganav. They're going to have a mind stoma. That's the tnai bezin. That's a takonim. Whatever that was made, it's man bayisheni sometime. Maybe the beginning of the bayisheni on shechtes agdala. They made a takonim she shechted stoma. Shechted stoma. So oila l'shem the nignav. Even though the ganav didn't have that in mind. So it's the chazer keren lebailim. So the bezin can't make a gemar din, not for kefil, not for dalet vei. So freg di gemara. So how do you learn Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says you are chayv dalet vei. So there are two versions within Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan said shechet kachim bifnim. The Reb Shimon's case has to be only bifnim. Rish Lakish says no, it's shechet bachutz, balimumin bachutz. Either like the Rashash says, dafke bachutz, and maybe it's afilu bachutz, bei mifnim, bei machutz. Rish Lakish wants the make Rabbi Shimon's sheet work all the time. Bein bifnim, bein bachutz. Rabbi Yechanan restricts it. It's only shochet bifnim. But if it's shochet bifnim, so the Gemara chaz v'kerem l'baylam. The Gemara has two versions. The Gemara has kiyosa rabdi mi'om Rabbi Yechanan. That what? What does the Gemara have nachalom? Om Rabbi Yitzchak barovin shenishpach adam kiyosa rabin Rabbi Yechanan. B'shochet bifnim shlo l'shem bayl. So there are two versions of what Rabbi Yechanan said. The first one was Rabbi Yitzchak barovin. He's Rebbe Yitzchak Barovin lived in Eretz Yisrael. He's a Rebbe. He has smicha. And Kiyosa, he gives one version of Rabbi Yechanan. And Kiyosa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, the first one was Kiyosa Rabdimi on Rabbi Yechanan. Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, gave one version, that of Rabbi Yitzchak Barovin. And when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he gave the other version, Shalol Lushen Baal. So in other words, what is a case that the Korban is kosher, by the case of Shalol L'Shem Bailim, the Korban will be kosher. It will be a shechita. Really, the Korban will be kosher. But it's Le'ol L'Bailim L'Shem Chabel. Le'ol L'Bailim L'Shem Chabel, so it's Memele, it's not Chaz V'Keren L'Bailim. If Nishpach Adam, they never got to do the Zrika at all. They never got to first base. The first Avodah, you have to do shechita Kabbalah Ha'ilocha Zrika, that it should be Le'ol L'Bailim L'Shem Chabel. Up until you do the Zrika, the Bailim are not Yotze. So if they only did the shechita, they didn't do the shechita in Kabbalah, Nishpach Adam, they never did the Zrika. They shchita Kabbalah Ha'ilocha. They did shchita Kabbalah Ha'ilocha next to the Mizbeach and he spills on the floor. So he never did the punchline, he never did the Zrika on the Mizbeach. So it's Le'ola Le'bailim L'Shem Chayva. But the shchita B'Shas Maisa was a shchita Harui. That's how the Gemara says.
How do we learn in Rashi?
Stomach Lishma. It means if they would have had in mind L'shem Deganef and it wouldn't be Oyla Lebailim, if it wouldn't be Oyla Lebailim, then it's Lechazu Keren Lebailim. But if it is Oyla Lebailim, if it would have been Shalol Lishman, Golas Vach Mishinitz Bechu Shalol L'shem Bailim, so then the Bailim are not Yotze. But if it's not Shalol L'shem Bailim, then Stomel Lishman, then the Bailim are Yotze. Bailim are Yotze, so that's Chazu Keren Lebailim. It's Balkorchim Shalah Ganef. The Ganef brought it, he wanted to bring it for himself. But the one who does the shechita has in mind blank, has in mind stomach. So it's oil l'bailim l'shem chayv. Al pi din it's oil. It doesn't have to be l'shem bailim. If you have beferish aman shaloi l'shem bailim, then Rashi says the korban is kosher. The kaibalon shaloi l'bailim l'shem chayv. That you're not yet either shina kodesh or shina bailim. In either case, the korban is kosher, but l'oil l'bailim l'shem chayv. So Nachman said, what were the two versions? If it's a goyinav kotchim it beis bailim, and it's kotchim shechai b'achrius, and so the minute the ganav steals it, so davar shegaram the mamin, ke mamin dami, so Rav Shimon holds, so the chachamim, we paskin like the chachamim, that it's kotchim amama gavaya, the karponas amama gavaya. So Shaila, what would we say by kotchim kalim? Shaila, whether we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Glida, Rabbi Yehuda Glida says kotchim kalim amin bailim hen. So half of the time the Raman paskin is like Rabbi Yehuda Glida, half of the time not. If according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, if I steal a Pesach, or I steal a Shlomim, or a Toida, any kind of a Kachim Kalim, and then the Ganav Shechts, so how do we pass on Shechita Shehne Ruyo? Shmo Shechita. The only place where we pass on Shechita, we pass on the compromise of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, is by Kisi Adam. Because it says, Ish Asher Yishchat, Asher Yotzet Chaya Of, how do you say? Asher Yeyochel. It says, Asher Yeyochel. So the Gemara says that Rebbe made a compromise that by Kisi Adam has to be Asher Yochel, has to be Shechita Haruya. But by the Dalet Dehei, by Yosef Es Beno, the dinner doesn't have to be Asher Yochel, doesn't have to be Shechita Haruya. So if we, and the Ramah half of the time does pass like Rebbe Yosef Lili, the Kachim Kalim is Mom Bailamein. So if I would steal a Kachim Kalim from you, and I would Shech Terim Shechut Echutz, and I'm Chayv Koris, and it's also Bahano, even if you hold Shechut Echutz is also Bahano in our Torah, fine. But still, it would be shechita sheni ruyah shma shechita. So I would be chayv dalad day if the din would be like Rabbi Yosef Glili. That you got to figure out in the Rambam when does he pass like Rabbi Yosef Glili and when not. Sometimes he does, sometimes not. But let's assume that we don't hold like Rabbi Yosef Glili. If you're not holding like Rabbi Yosef Glili,
I mean, the pashas is even according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, when you shechted, the korban's still oil up for the nignam, no?
If he shechted stoma, yeah.
Meaning, I'm saying, even if you hold the Ramban Bailam and it's niganav,
you'll have the same problem, yeah. If they'll shecht it stam, it'll be chazvik keren lebat, and bezim won't be able to be mechayiv. Even though you hold shechita shenivu yishma shechita, the bezim won't be able to be mechayiv. If you shecht bifnim, if you shecht it bifnim, and it's stam, so then it'll be oil lebailim, it'll be chazvik keren lebat. That's right. That's this gemara. So Nachman said, what were the two suggestions? One suggestion was you shecht it bifnim, shalol l'shem bailim, shalol l'shma. Tai says it doesn't make a difference. Shine bailim, shine kaidish, shalol l'shman. Means the shini kodesh, not the shame, the correct carbon. And shalom the shame bailam is the shini bailam, either shini bailam or shini kodesh. So Tesis says either the Gemara is lav dafke, shalom the shame bailam, who adin shalom the shaman, inami, the Gemara includes both in this lashon, shalom the shame bailam, means that it's not oil of the shame bailam. He shechted it in a way that it's not oil of the shame bailam, either shini kodesh or shini bailam. So it's not that the Gemara said one of the two, and we're adding on word inami. The Gemara used an expression that covers both. Not that you shechted it shelo l'shem b'alim, you shechted in a way that it's not oila l'shem b'alim, either shini kodesh or shini b'alim. Okay, that's what Tosfos said again. So what were the two cases? You shechted kodshim t'mimim bifnim. If you shechted b'chutz atak ve'et shechita sheni v'ui lav shema shechita. The story is that the Reb Shimon is talking shechted it bifnim, shechted it bifnim, but it has to be in a way that it's lo oila l'shem b'alim. So the one suggestion was that nishpach adam. And the second suggestion was, no, not nishpach adam. That it was, he shechted it melechatchila from the very outset with a shini kodesh or a shini bailim. So that's why there's no chazur keren lebailim, but the carbon is kosher the way it is. So the Gemara can, and Rishla, okay, that's Rabbi Yechanan's interpretation of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechanan's pshat. And they told over and above all that Rish Lakish gave a different pshat. The Gemara is assuming has a mum kavua, and you weren't paid it yet. If it has a mum kavua, you were paid it already. So that's like shechet chulin. So what does it have to do with Reb Shimon and Rabbanon? There's a machlekes Reb Shimon and Rabbanon. If I steal a korban and I shecht it, am I chayiv dalad ve? So if it's shechet balamum in bachutz, if it's ready lacha shenivdu, there's no chiddush then. There's no chiddush. Who said it has to be a chiddush? Maybe the chiddush only is I stole. What's happening over here? I stole a korban and then it got a mum by me. It got a mum after the ganav stole it, and then he shechts it bachutz. So they could have said simply, they got a mum kavua and then they were paid it. So what do they have to go into such a complicated case for? It sounds like I stole a korban shahumam from the bailim. It was a balmum and I stole it. And everything stayed the same and I wasn't paid. Sounds like that's the case. Shechit balamum in bachutz. That's the case. So why is a davar garm lamamin? Also, I mean, if I have a chatos and an oshem or a pesach, I'm a chuyiv. Chatz not Hashem Pesach is davar shebechayiv. I'm a chuyiv. It's not optional. So that's of course it's chayiv b'achriyus. If this disappears, I got to bring another chatz. I got to bring another Hashem. If I lose my Pesach, I got to bring another carbon Pesach. No question about it. So if I have a chatz and Hashem and a Pesach, Reb Shimon holds that it's a davar garm lamamin. So it's kimamin dami. Why? Because once he steals it, I'm a chuyiv to bring another one. What if I have a chatz and Hashem and a Pesach that has a mum kavua? So what was I going to do? I was going to be paid it and take. And switch, is going to be paid onto another animal. I don't have to have two stages. That's not tmura. Let's say an animal has a carbon has a mum kavua. So you have to be paid onto cash, or shove kesef, and you can be paid on anything other than karka avodim shtars. You don't have to be paid a dafka on cash. It says v'nos not kesef v'kamla, but it doesn't have to be kesef. Shove kesef is also good. Anything other than the Mishnah says mcharis, anything is good for pinya hegdish. Anything is good except for karka avodim shtars. Same as pinya ben. You can do pidyon ben with anything except a karka avodim shtaros. So when you have a korban that has a mum kavua, you don't have to do in two steps. Be paid on to how much is it worth? It's worth $250. And then take $250 and buy another korban with it. I can buy the animal for $250 a behemoth tamima, and then say, I can't say harezu tachazu, that'll be tamura. You now need to make tamura on a korban shehumam v'nivde. Even after pidyon, you're not allowed to make. And if you do make tamura, then it's nitfas, and you can't be makrav of that. Just like this one can't be korban, because it has a mum kavua. Even though the other one is a tmima, It's since it's bomi kedusha tchuyas, it can't be marked with that. That'll be an averi. You get malchus if you'll say harezu tachazu. But if you say harezu peduya alzu, so that's mutal lachatchila. That's mutal lachatchila. You don't have to do the pidyon in two stages. You pay the animal onto money, then take the money and transfer the kedusha, buy another behemoth tamim and say the kedushas pesach should go on the new one. Should go off on the money. Go on. The, you don't have to do it in two stages. You can do it on one stage, but you have to word it properly. You can't say harezu tachazu. You have to say harezu peduya alzu. I want this to be, instead of that, this is the pidyon. So that's also Dova Hagarm Lamamin. I stole, Rish Lakish seems to be learning shot. I stole the behemoth Tamima from the Bailam. The Bailam had a Korban Pesach, he had a Chatos, an Osham, whatever. That is Chai Biachri Yusuf. It's going to get lost, he has to bring another one. But then it got a Mum Kavua. So what is the Bailam going to do with it? He's going to be paid it on $250, how much it's worth, and buy another one instead. Or switch it, okay, switch it. So he didn't have a chance to do it. The Ganav goes and he steals the behemoth. So the Ganav goes and he steals it, and then he shechts it b'chutz, b'shechet b'alamun b'chutz. That seems to be the case, the Pashup Shot. Not that he stole a behemoth tamimah from the Balamun and it developed a mum by him. We're talking about things changing, so why did Resh Lakish have to say b'shechet b'alamun b'chutz before pidyon? Say that the Ganav was paid. So the answer is, nothing is changing over here. Taisa says, the minig usually is that they shecht it right away. When the ganav steals, they shecht it right away. Miyarach ha-shechit again here. Taisus ha-harei p'diyah mater is the end of the Taisus. The ganav steals it and he shechts it right away. He's in a rush, but he's not going to. He's afraid he's going to get caught. The Gemara talks in Shabbos about Michael ben Derusoy. What does he mean? Higil or Michael ben Derusoy? If he cooked food to the extent that some people would eat it, who is ben Derusoy? So Rashi always says ben Derusoy was a ganav. Rav Soloveitchik always used to mispronounce it. He said Michael Reb Derusoy. As if he was a rabbi, a tana. He wasn't Reb Derusoy, he was a ben Derusoy, he was a ganav, he was always running away from the police. So he would steal flesh, and he would broil the flesh quickly, just a little bit, shlish bishula, chatzi bishula. He would eat it, and then he would disappear. He would go run away, because he was afraid the police are going to catch him. He's always running away. So the pashtus is, Rish Lakish talking about a case, I stole an animal that was a balas mum kavua. And the Bailam, it's a davar gam lamamin. The Bailam would have been paid on $250, take the money, buy another animal, or switch it directly, one way or the other, fine. So my stealing the animal, so it's a davar shagarm lamamin. So Reb Shimon holds davar shagarm lamamin kemam and domi, and Rish Lakish says he stole Bali Mumin, and he wasn't paid it. He wasn't paid it. If the ganav stole Bali Mumin, shehumam v'nifte already, so of course that's his. So that's not a machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan, no? Let's say a person had a carbon shlomim, a carbon chatas, whatever. Whatever carbon it was. It develops a mum kavua, then he's paid it. He takes $250, he brings a different carbon instead. So now he has the old animal. The old animal has certain restrictions. It has a half kedushas carbon on it. Da'ainu, tizbach v'lagiza, bosa v'lachol, v'chalto v'lalok lavecho, shayin, you can oise t'mura. But because of the fact that it has a mixas kedushas carbon, so there's going to be a machlokes hatanan whether the ganav is chayiv on gneiva. No, that's shaloi b'shusa. The only time you say korbanos amam gavoya, if it's a carbon kosher, that's oimid lahakrove. The Gemara made a distinction in the first parak. One Tana says a pchor if it's mechutz alaretz, pchor from chutz la pchor balmum, that's not oimid lahakrove. Is mamon bailam. If it's oimid lahakrove, then it's mamon gavoya. All the whole din only applies if the thing is oimid lahakrove or something. If the thing was ready, humam v'nifta, he was paid there. It's mamish, bama. Everybody agrees that that's mamon bailam. So Rish Lakish doesn't say he stole an animal, he stole a carbon, then it developed a mum kavua, then he's paid it. No, he stole it and right away he shechts it. So he says he stole a behema balas mum. If he would say the case would be a. He stole a behemah balas mum that the owner was paid already. So there wouldn't be a machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabban. He stole a korban shehumam mum kavua v'adayin lo nifte. If it would be behemah tmima and he shechts it b'chutz, shechita sheni v'ruya. And Rish Lakish doesn't want to say like Rabbi Yechon, shechts it b'fnim. Shechts it b'fnim is going to be only b'fnim. Then you're going to have to say a restricted case, a very limited case. So he says no. He stole the behemah balas mum, which was adayin lo nifte. Sure. So that's the case where it's a machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabban. Okay. Can the Baal be paid to an animal? Probably not. Probably not. The Gemara says you can't be paid a Maisa Sheni. If it's any Bishusa, probably you can't be paid a Be'e Meida. I imagine so. So Shoin, so Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish gave two interpretations within Rab Shimon. The problem was there are two different Rab Shimons. Over here, Rab Shimon says, Davar Garm L'mam K'mam Adami. So when you steal a carbon, even though it should have been Mama Gavaya, it's Mama Garm L'maya, treat it as Mama Bailin. But then when you shecht it, isn't that a Shechita Sheni Ruya? Rab Shimon, it's the same Tana Rab Shimon, the same Rab Shimon. So how does it stim? So the Rabbi Yechanan Mishlokish gave the two suggestions.
What's the hefset over here? What's the Garm L'maya? He's going to have to be in the carbon anyways.
Like this, he had this animal, so he's going to be paid to this animal $250 and then buy another animal instead, switch the Kedusha from the $250. Now the guy stole it, so he has to take out of his pocket $250. Before he was going to take this animal, be paid on $250. So he just lost $250. The whole value of the animal. The din is heg the shavu man shechilo shavu putim mechula. That's b'diyevet, but l'chatchili not allowed to do that. L'chatchili is supposed to be paid to b'shavio. So if he would have had the animal, the Bailam would have been paid to b'shavio and taken that money and buy another animal instead. And now he lost the animal. He would have had the animal for himself to shev and eat it. And now he lost $250 because the ganav stole. So the Gemara says Rab Loza was a talmud of Rab Yechanan. Rishlokish was also a Talmud Chover of Rabbi Yechanan. He was a Talmud Rabbi Yechanan, then he became a Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Loza was a Talmud. So Rabbi Loza has a kasha on both. He doesn't understand Rabbi Yechanan, and he doesn't understand Rishlokish. Tahi bar Rabbi Loza katahot to gefrek ta kasha. Tahi bar Rabbi Loza, what kind of a verb is that tahi? So Rashi says it means to smell. Litos al kankanoi is an expression that means to test the person if he knows how to learn. Zil tahi akankana. Go smell his wine. Go smell his wine, see if it's good wine or not. It means go smell. Litos means to smell. And over here it means he was sniffing around and he had a kasha. He says there's something wrong over here. Tahi bar Rab Loza to gefrek ta kasha. Both on Rabbi Yechanan and Rab Loza. Shchita materes. V'halo zrika materes. What? Rabbi Yechanan gave the original pshat was he did the shchita and nishbach adam. The original shot. He did the shchita and it's nishbach adam. He's asking on that one. That's what Tosi says. Man the mukalok she nishbach adam parach. He's asking kash. So when you do shchita skotchim, shchita skotchim should always be held in abeyance. Is it a shchita ruy or shchita shen ruy? It depends. If it's going to lead up to a zvika sadam, if it actually leads up to zvika sadam, then the shchita is a shchita ruy. But if you shech the carbon and the dam is nishbach, so it comes out, the carbon is hegdish, it's also b'hano, the dam is nishbach, so it remains also b'hano. So it's not, it's shchita shen ruy. Shchita shen ruy. So what did Rabbi Yechanan answer the original pshat? He shechted the carbon and nishbach adam. So shvaita shchita shen ruy, alav shma shchita. That's his kasha. V'chi shchita materes. V'alo zvika materes. So shchita skotchim that didn't lead up a poil mamish. If it didn't lead up to the zvika, so it should be considered a shchita sheni ruya. And the Rish Lakish also akasha. Rish Lakish also akasha. What did he do? He shechted balimum in bachutz. He stole the carbon shahumam amum kavua v'adai lo nifte. And he shechts it bachutz. So Rish Lakish said that in order to answer the problem, let it be chazir keren labailim. If he shechted him with him. So he says it's not chazir keren labailim. But if he shechted carbon shahumam v'lo nifte bachutz, so then tightness, you can't be pointed after it's dead. When you have a carbon that gets a mum, so you have to be pointed. So the din requires that you have to have hamada baharocha. Hamada baharocha means the animal has to be able to. Let's say someone's pointed a gemara, someone's magdish a gemara in a ramam, a tape recorder, a table, a hat. Magdish all the things over here. So it's not an animal. So you don't need hamada baharocha. But if you magdish an animal, then there's a whole discussion. It says behemet akayim beherem. Sometimes the pasuk says that you can only be poida if the thing is alive and kicking and standing on its own 4 feet. So when do you need hamadav arah? So there's a whole machlokes hatanoim. So Rashi and Tosfos quote part of the story. They don't quote the whole story. They quote part of the story. So Shimon holds if you only magdish kedushas domim. If you're magdish leberek abayis, you can donate a watch, you can donate a ring, you can donate animals, you can donate inanimate objects, you can donate whatever you want. So it doesn't make sense to, if you just talk mitzvah aswar, unless you have a pasuk, it doesn't make sense to require hamad baharacha by kotche bedek habayis. If you donate an animal, you could have donated an automobile and a building. So you wouldn't require hamad baharacha. So why should you require? If it's an animal, if it's an elephant, it has to be able to stand. Why does it have to be able to stand? I could have donated a house or an automobile. Same thing if you're donating kedushas damim lamizbeach. I set aside $1,000 to bring a whole bunch of, as many karbonas oila as I can. As many karbonas oila as I can. So you can set aside money. Kedushas damim lamizbeach. So if a guy sets aside 5 elephants, he has a whole zoo, and he's magdush all the animals in the zoo, they're going to auction it off to the highest bidder, going to make a fortune. Some people want animals, some people want monkeys, some people want crocodiles, whatever they have. They're going to be paid, everything's going to make a fortune. So what if some of them die? So it's no longer hamad baruch. It can't stand on its own feet, however many feet the crocodile has, I don't know. So what's the din in such a case? So the Reb Shimon holds, if it's only kedushas damim lamizbeach, either berek habayis, where it could have been inanimate objects, or kedushas damim lamizbeach, could have been money, could have been inanimate objects. So he holds you don't need hamad baruch. Reb Shimon holds the only time you need hamad baruch is if it's kedushas haguf lamizbeach. So it has to be a live animal, a behemoth Torah. It can't be an elephant. It can't be a deer. A deer is not korev al gabi hamizbeach. If you magdish a deer for an oila, so it's not. It doesn't become kodesh kedusha guf lamizbeach. It becomes kodesh kedusha zdamim lamizbeach. So Reb Shimon holds whenever the thing is only the chachamim don't agree with Reb Shimon. We don't pass him like this, but his svar is very strong svar. He holds that the only time we have a pasuk against the svar. He holds that the only time you require hamad v'haracha, that you can only do the pigim while the animal is still alive, is if it had a kedusha zaguf lamizbeach. So then Rashi and Tosfos say further within Reb Shimon, what if you magdish a behema tahira that has a mum kavua? It has a mum kavua already from the very beginning. Called a mum kavua lahegdesha. So then there's a mishnah mcharis, I think it's at the end of the first perek, we don't have the pcharis here. At the end of the first perek, there's a mishnah that says, if kada mum kavua lehegdesho, the animal only has a kedushas damim lamizbeach. It never got a kedusha guf lamizbeach. So then after you'll be poided, it'll be mut to be gizav avaida. The din is by the psula hamikdashim. He said a whole bunch of dinim. What were the dinim? Tizbach yachalta basa. So tizbach with a giza. The giza is aser. The gemara says giza avaida. Lesavim chasherach giza avaida. They're both aser. The gemara says in kedusha you get malchus if you do giza avaida. So you have these four restrictions. Tizbach v'yachalta basar, and avoda is also asr. Tizbach avoda is asr, and it's always a tmur, it has all these names. So that's only by medvar, and you have to have hamad baruch when you do the pigeon. So that's only if it gets a mum kavua and you paid it, and at the time that you were magdashit, it didn't have a mum kavua. Even if you have a mum oiver, you can't be makrif it while it has a mum oiver, but you can wait a couple of weeks, a couple of months, till a mum oiver will go away. So if you magdish an animal, a behemoth, tahira, lamizbeach, you designate what? An oil, a shlamim, a pesach, whatever, has a mum oiver, it gets a kedushas haguf lamizbeach, and you have to wait till the mum oiver is over, till it goes away. If it develops a mum kavua after the mum oiver, so then it has a dinam psula hamikdash, and they have all these restrictions, all these dinam. If it was called a mum kavua like deja, if at the time I was magdish it, and he already had a mum kavua, so if in day number one, it only got a kedushas damim lamizbeach, never got a kedushas haguf lamizbeach, and it won't, according to Reb Shimon, it won't require hamad baruch. Reb Shimon Shita makes good sense that the only time you require hamad baruch is a pasuk, then you need hamad baruch, you can only put it while the animal's alive. It only makes sense to require hamad baruch if the hakdosha has to be on a live animal. But if it's kedushas damim lamizbeach, a kedushas berek habayis, that it didn't have to be an animal bichlal. It could have been an inanimate object. So just because it's an animal, you require that it should have a hamada baruch. We happen not to pass like Reb Shimon. But that's what he holds. That's what Rashi and Tosfos are quoting Reb Shimon Shita. So what does the Gemara ask Akash again? Taiba, Rab Lozer asked Akash. Rab Yechanan's pshat was, they shechted bifnim, and it's nishbach adam. So since it's nishbach adam, it's not chazir keren lebalim. The balim are not yetzir dechavas. Correct, Akasha, nishbach adam is a shchita sheinu bruyim. Take vaytanish. It's only called when you shech karbonis. It's only called the shchita bruyim if it ultimately leads up to the zrika. If you never did the zrika, it's vaytash shchita sheinu bruyim. And according to Reish Lakish, what did he do? He stole a behema that the owner was Magdish. The owner was Magdish L'shem Shlomim, L'shem Oila, Chatos, Pesach, whatever. Then the Ganav steals it. Then it develops a Mum Kavua. Then the Ganav steals it and he shechts it Bachutz. So shechts it Bachutz, says not Oila L'shem Bailam L'shem Chayva. So Freg di Gemarim. And there's no Issa of Shchut Echutz. Freg di Gemar, what? No, there is an Issa of Shchut Echutz. Shchita Materis. What do you mean? If you shecht a behema balas a korban shehuma and badain lo nifte, you have to be paid. The shechita is not mater. Well, lo pidya mater. It calls man. You didn't do the pidyon. It's still going to be a shechita shena ruya. So how did Rav Loza says he doesn't understand either answer? Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer the question, and Reish Lakish didn't answer the question. How does it stem? Rav Shimon the shitasai. Rav Shimon holds davar gam l'mam k'mam and dam. He says he's still a korban yechayim dal v'hei. But Rav Shimon the shitas has to have a shechita ruya. Both cases that they suggest is shechita shena ruya. So the Gemara, Rav Loza forgot and often a tosefta in uktzin. Okay. What's the often a tosefta in uktzin here? Tosefta in uktzin says on the side. So Gemara, yishtamitze, he had forgotten. How the Rav Shimon? There's a third Rav Shimon that comes to the rescue. Rav Shimon holds kol ha'imid lizrak hizar gam chala liftis kepar don chaman shay. Why? If tamid to hadi Rav Shimon kol ha'imid lizrak hizar gam chala liftis kepar di dami. That what? Pashib shat in the Gemara. What is it? We'll learn the din. Rav Shimon has a machloikis with the Tanaim. There's a din in Kabbalah's Tuma. You have what are the four things that are makabel Tuma? Ad vekelam ochel mamashk. So ochel mamashkim are makabel Tuma. If it's roi lachila sodom, if it's only ma'achil behem, it's not makabel tuma. What if it's trey for food? It's roi lachila, but only non-Jews are going to eat it. Religious Jews are not going to ham. Religious Jews are not going to eat it. So it's roi lachila's goyim, it's also makabel tuma. If it's not roi lachila sodom at all, it's only roi lachila's behem, then it's not makabel tuma. So let's say it's osa bahano, it's food, basa b'chobov, or orla, like kerem, some kind of food, that's also bahano. So the non-Jews can eat it, but a Jew is not allowed to feed it to the non-Jew. If I give it to the non-Jew to eat, those haystam, that's considered that I'm getting hano from it. If I'm selling it to the non-Jew, if a Jew has this food, and he sells it to the non-Jew, he gives it to the non-Jew, that is getting hano from the non-kosher food. So if it's also bachila and the veil, it's a treifis, I'm a kabel tumen, because the royal achila is anochri. But if it's isuri hano, and the Jew is not allowed to give it, so Reb Shimon has a machloikis with the Tachama. So we pass like the Rabbanan. He said, no, I'm a Kabbal Tumah, period. That's the end of the story. Reb Shimon happens to disagree. He says, based on the Pasuk, it has to be Oichel Asheye Yochel. Oichel Asheye Yochel means Oichel Shat Yochel Lachil Lacher. That the Jew is permitted to give it to the non-Jew. If it's Muta Bano, it's also Bachil Ham, is also Bachil Muta Bano. The Veda Treif is Muta Bano. But if it's Isuri Hanoah, the Jew is not allowed to feed it to the Goy. So then Rav Shimon Shita is that it's not Mekabel Tumah. So let's say if you have an example, Basa B'cholov. I cooked meat and milk, Basa B'cholov. The Jew cooked, the Goy cooked. You have Basa B'cholov, so you're going to say it's Asa B'Noah, so it's not Mekabel Tumah. So the Tosefta quotes Rav Shimon says no. He admits in that case, why? Originally you had the meat, was Mutah B'Noah. Whatever the kind, Nevela, was Mutah B'Noah. Originally you had the milk, Cholov Akum. It's Asa B'Achita, but it's Mutah B'Noah. So the milk was Mutah B'Noah, and the flesh was Mutah B'Noah. So at that time, it was royal kabel tumah, just because now you cook the two together, so and it's later in its history, it becomes asa b'anah. But there was a time that it was mutah b'anah. So since yesterday, before you cooked the flesh and the milk, it was mutah b'anah, well, b'hoysa lo sha'asa kosher, since they had a time. It's called, the din doesn't require that at the time, at the moment of kabbalah's tumah, has to be mutah b'anah. It has to be oichel shati yochel l'hachel achem, theoretically. Let's say I have food that I... perfectly delicious food that I plan to throw out. All the caterers are here in the cafeteria. They throw out a ton of food on Shabbos. They throw out a ton of food because the government doesn't allow them to take anything back and put it in the kitchen. They throw out a ton of food. So you're going to say that food is not Mekabel Tumah because no one plans to eat it because you only plan to give it to the dogs. No. If it's edible, if it's Roy Lachilas, that's okay. So it just means that it should be theoretically. Echel Shati Yochel Lachem doesn't mean I have a mind to feed it to someone. Means theoretically. If theoretically you could feed it, it's mutah b'anah, you could feed it to someone else, it's okay. So theoretically, even if right now it's asa b'anah, I cooked the basa b'cholah. But yesterday, before I cooked the basa b'cholah, the basa was mutabano and the challah was mutabano. So even though now it's also mano, this food that's in front of me is called oichel theoretically shata yochel theoretically lachil lachem. I could have fed it to someone yesterday. Even though now it became also mano. The only time Reb Shimon has his new shita, which we don't paskan like, that isuri hanor is not mekabel tumah because not oichel shata yochel lachil lachem, is if it never had a shasa kosher, what would be an example? Or lo klei akerim. Kol zmanis mechuba lekarka, fruits and vegetables are not mekabel tumah. The minute that you detached it from the ground, the orlo was also mano, the klei akerim was also mano. From the first minute that it theoretically should be royal kabel tumah. Let's say I have a piece of flesh. So I shech the animal, I don't shech the animal, whatever, the animal dies. So the flesh is mutter, while the animal is alive, it's not mekabel tumah. Live animals are not mekabel tumah. This is because there's a machlokes hatanoim. What if it's a ben pekuah? Ben pekuah is not torn shechita. I shechted the mother, and then the uber was inside. So the din is that the uber is nita b'shechita simo. So the uber is roi lachilana. I can walk over and eat. I can walk over to the animal and bite out a piece. There's no isa even achai, and there's no isa nevela. There's no need for shechita minatorim. The rabbanon need shechita. So if I want, I can walk over and eat it now. It's abnormal, the guy is mishugin. I bring him to a psychiatrist, okay, he's not mishugin. But theoretically, he can eat it while the animal is walking around. So one tana is of the opinion that ben pukuah is mekabel tumah now. Let's say fish. Fish, the din is that asifasam atirasam. If you have a live fish, you can eat it. There's no iser aveid manachai by a fish. So let's say the fish is still swimming. Fish is still swimming. So one tana is of the opinion that fish are mekabel tumah the way they are now. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin that live animals, even though they don't require shechita, live animals are not mekabel tumah. So let's say you have a live animal, it's not mekabel tumah. So you have to discuss, is it oichel shati oichel lahach lacherim? Is it from the time that it becomes roi lekabel tumah, was it ever roi lahachil lacherim? So if I have an animal that I did a shechita on, or I didn't do a shechita, the goyim killed it and it's an avela, and then I cook it, somebody cooks it with milk. A Jew cooks, a goy cooks, it doesn't make a difference. A monkey cooks, it doesn't make a difference. Who cooks it with the milk? So that's called Ochel Shati Ochel Lahach Lacher. After it was dead, while it was alive, you don't discuss it. There's not Roy Lakabel Tumah. From the moment that it died on, whether I had a Shechita, didn't have a Shechita, it was Roy Lahach Lacher, it was Mutabano, until the moment that I made it, Yisrei Hano. Let's say it was a Shora Nisko. The Bez Nizgamed Din, the Shor Shahar Gesadam, the Bez makes the Gemar Din. And the Gemara says earlier, Mishinig Madino, Osabano. What is that? I'm here on the base. After the Gemar Din, somewhere there's such a Gemara by the Shor HaNiskon Memhem and Aleph. Mishenig Madino. Here the bottom line of Memdal and Membeis, and going over to Memhem and Aleph. After Nigmadin, the Shor HaNiskon becomes Osamano. So I have a live animal. Live animal is not Mekabel Tumah while it's alive. It only begins to be discussed. It only enters into the parasha of Kabbalah's Tumah after it's dead. Before it had a chance to die, the Bezin made a Gemardin out of it already. So from date number one, it's going to be Asamano. So that'll be a machlekes, Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. Rabbanon will say, once the Shor HaNiskon is dead, either they gave it skila, or they killed it, or died a natural death, doesn't make a difference. So once it's dead, the Rabbanon will say, it is mekabel tumah. Even though it's Asamano, it doesn't matter. It's roi l'achila. A non-Jew would come and eat it. We wouldn't let him eat it. It's Asamano. We're supposed to dispose of it somehow to see to it that the guy doesn't get ano. But the Rabbanon would say that it's mekabel tumah right now. Even though no one plans to eat it, the Beis Din are going to see to it that nobody eats it. But it's still called Roi Lachilas Adam, so it's Mekabel Tumah. Reb Shimon would disagree that by a Shor HaNiskon that would not be Mekabel Tumah. So Reb Shimon, so what about here? Reb Shimon Amer, what about Noiser? Is Noiser is also Ba'ano? So is Noiser Mekabel Tumah or not? Is Noiser Mekabel Tumah or not? Huh? No, not in the Shimon holds that Isuri Hanoah are not Mekabel Tumah because it's not Roi Lahach. The Jew is not allowed to eat it, and he's not allowed to feed it to the Nochri either. So when you say that Noiser is not Mekabel Tumah, so he says it depends. When did it become Noiser? Let's say Ashech the Korban and Mamzorek the Dam, and then I have the flesh. So the flesh is Roi Lahach. We're sitting, we're eating the flesh. The Kohanim are eating the Chatos. The Bailim are eating the Shlomim, they're eating the Bosa. If they leave the chattas overnight, or the shlomim, they leave it shnei yamim v'lai lecha, they leave it too long, then it becomes noiser. But there was a day or two that everybody was sitting and eating it. So that's called a Hadashas HaKosher. It was Mutabano at that time. So even though later it becomes Noisar, Reb Shimon would say that kind of Noisar is still Mekabel Tumah. But somehow if he can make some kind of a trick, how can it become Noisar before, how is it possible that it should become Noisar before the Zrikas Adam? They never did the Zrikas Adam. They never did Zrikas Adam. Okay, so let's say you have a carbon, and they never did the Zrikas Adam. So it was never Mutabachila, and then it becomes Noisar, you leave it overnight. So while it was alive, it was not Roy to be Mekabel Tumah. And then after it died, they never did the Zrika Saddam. So it's Kodesh, it's also Bano. Then it becomes Noiser, it's impossible to do Zrika Saddam. So such a Noiser, Rav Shimon would say, is not Mekabel Tumah. The Rabbanu would disagree. It's Roy Lachilo Sakum. We're not going to let the Nachri eat it. Because it's a Noiser, is a mitzvah of Bisreifa. But Rav Shimon would say that it's not Mekabel Tumah, because it never had a Shas HaKodesh. And the Rabbanu would say that it is Mekabel Tumah. So Rav Shimon distinguishes. Yesh Noiser Shum Mekabel Tumah Seichlin. Sometimes it is, sometimes that depends. It never had a zrika. So while it was alive, there's nothing to discuss. It's not royal kabbal tumah. Live animals are not called eichel. After the shchita sakotchim, you have to do zrika sadam. Kozman, you don't do zrika sadam, it's not muta bachila. And then it was, he never did the zrika sadam. We never did the zrika sadam. Then it becomes nifsal. The dam becomes nifsal b'lim. The behemoth becomes nifsal b'lim. So it's also bano. So that's what Rav Shimon says. So that's a Tosefta in Uktzin. That Tosefta in Uktzin has the case of that Basa B'cholav also. The Gemara in the end of Zvachim, in the end of Menachos, the Gemara quotes the whole Tosefta there. So this Rav Loza was a very learned fellow, but he didn't know, he missed it, he slipped up on a Tosefta in Uktzin. He didn't know this Tosefta. Okay. So the Gemara says, V'kai Malona, we have a tradition that what it says in the Tosefta, Lon Levnei Zrika, is Lav Davke. The Kai Malonin, we have our tradition has it. My lifnei zrika kaim shenira the zrika. Lacha zrika means lacha shenira the zrika. What does it mean? Even if you never actually did the zrika sadam on this carbon, if they were mekabel adam and a kli, and it's oimed the zrika, just they never was erikid. Reb Shimon recall that also shas hakosha. Why? Because kol haimed lizra kizarek dami. Reb Shimon says. Reb Shimon's shita is Eichel Shata Yochel theoretically lahach lachem. If theoretically you could feed it to a non-Jew would be able to eat it, so then you would be able to give it to a non-Jew. If it's also b'achili, you're allowed to give it to a non-Jew. Also b'ano, you're not allowed to give it to a non-Jew. So Yisurei Hanoah that you're not allowed to feed to a non-Jew. So Reb Shimon holds not mekabel tumah. But if hoysal shas hakosher, if there was a moment of time at which if there was a moment of time that theoretically you could have given it to someone else. So he holds theoretically, it doesn't have to be mamish like basa b'cholav. At first it was basa, then it was cholav, it was mamish muta b'ano. And then because he cooked it together, it became basa b'cholav, basa b'ano. Not only would he say, hol v'hoi sol shas hakosh in such a case, if the flesh was also b'ano, but theoretically it could have been zarek the dam. The dam was right in the gamma of the carbon. The flesh of the carbon was also b'ano mechayim. The Bailam was magdashid. It makes it into a shlom, it makes it into a chatos, whatever. It's also b'ano, minator. And then when you shecht it, it's still also b'ano, until you're going to be zerk adam. He never did this week as adam. Then it became, and leaves the flesh, comes nifso belina. So all along, it's also b'ano. From the time the Bailam was magdashid, it's also b'ano. So Shimon says no. Once the dam was niskabal b'kli, kalohai med lizroik, since theoretically he could have been zerkid, so that's enough to be considered theoretically. It gave it a shem oichel, even though the poel mamish it never got. So that's based on this Reb Shimon. If you have basa b'cholav right now when it's mekabel tumah, it's also b'hano. It doesn't matter right now. It's a theoretical din. So if you go theoretically that yesterday before I cooked the basa b'cholav together, it was mutar b'hano. Even though now we're talking now it's mekabel tumah. If it already became basa b'hano, but since theoretically it could have. You could have given it to the goy yesterday, so that's called Echashat Yochel L'Hach L'Hachem. So he adds on, the Kaim Alon, we have a tradition that Pshat and that Tosef and Uktzen is not the way it seems to appear. Ma'ilif Nei Zvika Kaim Shenira L'Zvika. L'Hach Zvika means L'Hach Shenira L'Zvika. What does it mean? Kaim Shenira L'Zvika Alon, Ma'i, what does that mean? Delohavi Sheiz Bayam L'Mizrike. The Shach Tosamach L'Shkiya Sachama. That what? If they shech the carbon right before the shkia, when you do the Kabbalah Saddam, you're not allowed to do any dam nifsa b'shkia sachama. That's the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Nun Vav. that after Shkia, you're not, the dam is puzzle, and you're not allowed to be Zark puzzle the dam on the Mizbech. So let's say they have a stopwatch in the base, I mean, they have a clock. So and the clock rings exactly at Shkia. Every day the Shkia keeps on shifting. Early or late, it keeps on moving. So the Kohanim have to know. They don't bring any karbonas after the Tamash Shel Bein Abayim. L'chatchili, you're not allowed to bring. That's Aleha Hashlem Kol HaKarbonas Kulam. That's the essay, the Hashlama. You're not allowed to bring any karbonas after the Tamash Shel Bein Abayim. L'chatchili, it's a din derais. But b'riyevet, if you brought, so the Gemara seemed to say beferish that it's kosher. So we're talking over here, a funny case. Someone was magdish, so it's, it does make sense what I said. They have a clock on the base of magdish and it rings a bell at Shkia. Why should they have a clock? The Tamash Shel Bein Abayim was offered 2.5 hours ago, a long time ago. Finish that, no more business. Okay, so Acham Askina, a guy comes, they're talking B'riyevit. A guy comes and he shechts a carbon right before the Shkia. They do Kabbalah Sadam, they're running to Zorik the Dam, and then someone has such a clock with a bell, the bell rings, and you can't be Zorik the Dam. So Reb Shimon would say, even if you weren't Zorik the Dam, but theoretically, in another case, even if you were never, you shecht the carbon at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you got another couple of hours, 5 hours to go. But Lamaisa, he was never Zarek the Dam. So Reb Shimon says, that's okay. The carbon is puzzle, but that carbon is called. It was also banoff in the time the Banum of Magdashid Adayam Azet. It's also banoff. While it was alive, it's not Makabal Tumen. For the minute that it became dead, is what to discuss, it was also banoff. Shimon says, no, he had 5 hours. He was Makabal Adam already. Theoretically, he could have been Zarek the Dam. So that theoretical possibility is enough to consider it. The vort of Yochel Hachel is a theoretical din. Even though the Maisa Bepoel Mamish, he can't feed it to another Nokri. He can't feed it. But since theoretically it could have been Zarek the Dam, and then it would have been Mutta Bachila to the Kohanim and to the Israelim, so it's still Mekabel Tumah. But if you shecht it, Samach L'Shkia Sachama, Lon Livnei Zrika, the Kai Malonana tradition has it, Pshat in the Tasefta in Uktzin is, my Livnei Zrika doesn't mean Lon Livnei Zrika. No. If he was Mekabel Adam 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and he had all afternoon to be Zarek the Dam, it would be Mekabel Tumah. It's only Kodim Shenira L'Zrika. Lacha Zrika means Lacha Shenira L'Zrika. What does it mean? Kodim Shenira L'Zrika alone? What is in my the case? So in such a case, it never had a Shas HaKosha. In such a case, any Mekabel Tumah Soichla. What does that mean? The it was Makabal Adam at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and he could have been Zerk the Dam for the last 5 hours. And he was lazy, so since there was a theoretical possibility, then it is Makabal Tumasochlan. Then it's Matama Tumasochlan. So what do you see? Alma? What do you see from the Kaimalon, from the tradition that we have in connection with that? The Seftin, Upton, Alma, what is our tradition? The inference is Kalame Lizrik is Zaruk Dami. Reb Shimon doesn't say when you come to the Beis Hamikdosh, and you become a dam that you don't have to bother to be Zorik Adam and Mizbeah. That's what Tosis has a couple of kashas here. And Tosis has a funny, a few points Tosis says, yeah, according to Reb Shimon, once you become a dam, since you had the theoretical possibility to be Zorik Adam, so you go to the carbon already, and the Bilem can eat it. That's not the Gemara in the end of, we'll see in the end of Menachos, the Gemara in the end of Zochem, I forgot already which one. The Gemara backs out from that, the end of Zochem. The Gemara backs out from that pshat. The Gemara says, this is the correct pshat. Kolam and Lizrik is Zorik dummy with respect to the din of Echosh Echad at the Yochel HaHachel HaCherem. Because the din of Echosh at the Yochel HaHachel HaCherem is a vort that depends on theoretical possibilities. So there was a theoretical possibility. How do you know Reb Shimon holds Kolam? That answers Rabbi Loza's kash against Rabbi Yochanan's pshat. B'sheikh etmim b'vnim v'nishmach adam. So Rabbi Loza asked the kash. Whenever you shecht kotchim while the animal was alive, what is he putting together at Tzushtel? He's putting together two different dinim. The Gemara is making an equation, two different dinim. What's called shechita haruya, shechita sheni ruya, and what's called echashat yochel l'hachal acherim means he's a roy l'hachal acherim. He's making an equation, just like by Oichel Shati Oichel LaHachel Acher. It depends on the theoretical possibility. If theoretically it was possible, you could have been Zorik the Dam, but it was Oimed Lizrika. They were Mekabel Adam and it cleared 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It was Oimed Lizrika, Mitzvasa Lizorikai. Just that they were negligent, they never took care of it. So Reb Shimon would say in such a case, that's called Oichel Shati Oichel LaHachel Acherim, and it's Mekabel Tumah. So the same is, when the Gemara is making a Tzushtel, To answer Ablaz's kasha, the same is with respect to the definition of shchita haru'uya. It doesn't have to be shchita haru'uya that when you shechted v'pal mamish it's muta b'achila. If you shecht an animal, that's going to be asa b'achila. But theoretically, it had a possibility. It had, if you shech the animal in a kabbal adam in a kli, let's say, you shech karbonas. So the Gemara says, right now, the shechita is ain't a ruya. It's not mata b'achil, unless it actually leads up to the zrika. You do shechita kabbal aloch zrika, and then it becomes a shechita ruya. If you only do shechita, you don't do the zrika, so then it's shechita she'ain a ruya. So the Gemara says, wrong. If you do the shechita in the Kabbalah, once you do kabbal in the kli, the mitzvah is that it's ain't a zrika. Before it's in this kabbal b'kli, you don't say it's Aymed Lizrika yet. You don't say once you do the Shechita, the Dam is Aymed Lizrika. The Gemara says, Tesis Quas, the Gemara Psach, Medafi Gimel says like that. Rav Shimon only says, Kol Aymed Lizrika Zarek Dam, if you already did the Kabbalah Sadam. So if you did Kabbalah Sadam in the Kli, it's Aymed Lizrika, even, and it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or it's 4:30 in the evening, and you have another half hour to go, till the Shkia. So since that Dam is Aymed Lizrika, even though the Maisi, he never did the Halacha, he never did the Zrika. Is Nishbach Adam, after Niskabel because Nishbach Adam. But since at the time that it was Niskabel Bekli, it was Eimel Ezvika, so the Shechit is called Shechita Haruya. Shechita Haruya doesn't mean actually Ruya, Roy Lachila. Just like Rab Shimon holds, Echad that's Roy Lachalacherim, means theoretically, was it Roy? Even though the Maisa B'Pal Mamish is not Roy Lachalacherim. It was also Bahano all along. From the time that it died. Kozman, the animal's alive, is not called Echel. After the animal died, the whole time it was also Bano. But since theoretically, it could have been Muta Bano. You could have been Zerik the Dam, and theoretically, would have been Muta Bano, that Noisar. So that Noisar, Shalon, Achash, Achaz Rikas Adam, or even Achash Ahoy Royal is Rikas Adam. That's called Echashati Yochel, theoretically, Lachel Acherim. So what the Nami over here, it's called the Shechita Haruya. It depends on the theoretical possibility. That's the Gemara's Tushdal over there. So the Gemara says, just like Rab Shimon holds, Amid Lizrik Zarek Dami makes it Roy Lahachal Acherim. So it makes it over here also Shechita Haruya, but you get to Dalad. Hey, that answers Rabbi Yechanan. So the thing that answers Reish Lakish is, well, how did Reish Lakish say the case? Hacham Askinan, how did he say it? The Ganav stole a behemoth from the Bailim. If he stole the behemoth Tmima, the Ganav is going to shecht it right away. He's not going to wait till it gets a moment. He's going to be paid. The Ganav steals it right away. He does the Tovach HaMacha the same day. The next day, overnight, and then he runs. Then he's running away from the police. Not going to spend a lot of time. So if he stole behemoth Tmima, so Reish Lakish says, the only way to make it, in, if you're going to shecht it b'chutz and b'shchit t'chutz, the only way to make it into a Shechita Haruya, going to shecht it b'fnim. So you're restricting Rabbi Yechanan's case. You're restricting Rabbi Shimon's case. So Reish Lakish doesn't want to say like Rabbi Yechanan. He doesn't want to restrict the case so much. So Reish Lakish says no. Hocham Askinon. He stole a behema balas mum. So if he stole a behema balas mum kavua shekvar nifdeh, so that's not going to be a machlekes Rabbi Shimon Rabbanon. There's mamish mamabad. There's nothing to discuss. He stole the behemoth that's a balas mum kavua shadayin loy nifte. So that's still a machlekes. It's Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. But it's so what is Reish Lakish? What does he gain in such a case? But if he shechts it, so tai bar Rab Lazar, he has the kasha. So it's a shechita shen eruya. He shechts the animal bachutz. It's also b'ano. Wherever he's going to shecht the b'fnim bachutz, you have a behemoth bal korban shuhumam v'loy nifte. So kozman you're not paid it. So it's going to be also b'ano. So the Gemara says no. Kol ha'amid liftes kipadid abis. Since theoretically you could have been paid it. So the theoretical possibility to be paid it makes it that it's labeled as shechita haruya. Ruya doesn't have to be b'poel mamish, it's muta b'achila. Shechita haruya means theoretically it could have been muta b'achila. Here theoretically it could have been muta. I shechted balimum and bachutz kaida and pidyon. But I could have been. Someone could have been paid it. The Balaam could have been paid it. No one bothered to be paid it. So that's called the Shechita Haru'uya. How do you know that that's true? So we're going to make a tzushtal again from Kabbalah Stumah. If by Kabbalah Stumah it's considered Echel Shatiyoch L'Hachel Acherim, if it's called Roy L'Hachel Acherim there, Roy, because of the theoretical possibility, and then it's called Roy over here also because of this theoretical possibility. That's where the Gemara continues. V'chol ha'im lift is kepari dami in the last two lines. on the Amid. How do you know that he holds from that theoretical possibility? The Tanya. He says that Rav Shimon says it didn't get to Kabbalah Stumah. It's not the same. By Kabbalah Stumah, he says if it's also Bahanor, it's not Mekabal Tumah. So if it had a theoretical possibility that it could be Mutah Bahanor, then it's called Lech Hashach Teyochel Ha'achel Acher. Here, Shechit Shenaruya means if it's also Bahachila. It doesn't have to be also Bahanor. If you Shechitas Trefa is the original case, Shechitas Trefa is only also Bahachila Mutah Bahanor. So if you shecht an animal and it's also bachile shechita sheni ruya b'shimahol lav shma shechita, unless it's a case where before you shechted the animal you had the theoretical possibility of erasing, of solving your problem, you could have easily taken care of it. It could have been muta bachile after the shechita, even though you didn't take care of it. That's called shechita haruya. Since theoretically there was a possibility to on a trefa, there's nothing you can do. Once the animal becomes a trefa, While it's alive, it's not called shechita ruya. You're not shechting it. It means, so when it develops a treifus, so from that time on, if I'll do shechita, after it develops a treifus, it's called shechita sheni ruya. So that's what he's talking, that's what Reb Shimon is talking about. Let's say you have a live animal that has a problem with it, that when you're going to shecht it, it's going to be osa b'achila. It's a trade for a tag dish, it's possible chol, whatever. You have a live animal that has a problem. So if the problem is such that it could have been solved, if it, theoretically the problem could have been solved after the problem developed in such a way that when you would have shechted, it would have been mutab achilos, so even though you didn't solve the problem, but when you shechted, it's called shechita haruya. But if the problem after it developed was not able to be solved, then it's going to be shechita sheni. Then it's going to be shechita sheni ruya. So they quoted from Tuma. That what kalay meliftis geparidami, the theoretical possibility of doing pidyon, of doing anything. Whenever there's a theoretical possibility to solve your problem, then it's called theoretically echashati yochol zroy lahachlachem. So then it's called shechita ruya. How do you see? The Tanya Reb Shimon Omer. This is also a tesefta in Para. Parametama tuma soichulim. Paraduma, flesh from the paraduma. Usually you don't have any flesh from the paraduma. You burn the paraduma, you have ashes. The ashes are not mekabel tuma. Ashes are not odem mekalem ochlem amashkin. It's not one of the four categories. Goodbye. It's not mekabel tuma. So you have a paraduma, they didn't burn it yet. Obviously they didn't burn it. Once you burn it, it's not mekabel tuma. So he says a paraduma is mekabel tuma soichulim. So there's a gigantic tesis, parametama tuma soichulim. Tesis has takasha. What do you need that the parah should be mekabel? What do you mean? If I'm Tomei, I touch the flesh from the paraduma, it's mekabel tuma. Or if a dead sheretz falls on, a dead mouse falls on and touches the flesh is mekabel tuma. So what's the relevance of the fact that the paraduma is mekabel tuma? My nafkemina. It's also about, anyway, what's the nafkemina? So it means if the flesh from the paraduma will touch some mashkim, let's say. Tosis has a funny tosis, the din is ein ochel metame yochel, ochel is on metame mashkim. This talks about Echel touching Echel. I think the din is in the end of the first pair from Sochem. Ein Echel metame Echel. So let's say the flesh from the paraduma will touch some soda. It'll fall in, let's say, it'll fall into a cup of soda, then you take it out, and you have shishim against the tams and the flesh. So the flesh is bottled with shishim, and the shayla is, was the paraduma metame the soda or not? So the long Tosis quotes Rashi, Hiksha Bekunches, Per Koshvi has been, oh, that gigantic Tosis of paraduma. They quote Rashi's Kasha and Chulin, and they're going to pilpul on the Kasha. A fascinating discussion. The Rashi effect Akasha, there is a din, whatever sofer l'tamei tuma chamura, whatever has the ability later on to be metame others, it has potential to be metame others, so it already is metame ochel memashkim, as if it would have been touched by a sheretz already. So paraduma is metame all the misaskim bo. The din is hasorif es haparas metame, anyone who is metapel in the asiyas paraduma becomes tamei. So that's called sofa l'tami tuma chamura. It's going to be metami odom abgadim. Pasuk says the one who surfaces apara, he's tami in the begadim that he's wearing at tami. That's called tuma chamura. So if it's sofa l'tami tuma chamura, we have a whole drasha in the Gemara that the thing is metami anyway. So what do you gain by saying that the para, the flesh from the paranuma before you had a chance to burn it, is mekabel tuma soichlim by nafkemina? What's the relevance? That if the oichel is not metami odom, but oichel is metame mashkim. So if the flesh from the paraduma touches a cup of soda, touches the soda, it'll be metame the soda. It's not metame yodam ekelim, it's only metame yochel mashkim. So if it touches So if the flesh of the paraduma touches the mashke, it'll be mitame. So Rashi effect akash mitame anyway. It's mitame anyway. What do you need that the paraduma should be mekabel tuma from a dead sheretz or a person is tame? I should touch the paraduma, even if nobody touches it. The sheretz doesn't touch it. Whatever is for the tame tuma chamura is treated as if it's already tuma soechlam. So Rashi and Tais are going to work on that kasha, but the Tosefta is assuming that it's significant to declare the flesh of the paradum is mekabel tuma soechlam. The shaila is why, but it's absolutely asabano. So how can Reb Shimon Omer? Reb Shimon is the one who says the other tanoim. We know what they hold. Or lakla kerem basavuchal of everything. All these around know mekabel tuma as long as it's not spoiled. If it's ratna, it's not roel achilas adam. A goy wouldn't eat it either. If it's only roel achilas beimah, so it's not called echel memashk. It's not mekabel tuma. Because man, it's very physically roel achilas adam. The rabbana disagree. This Tosefta and Par is saying Reb Shimon is in agreement. How can it be that he's in agreement? While the animal was alive, while the paraduma was alive before he shechted it, no live animal is mekabel tuma. The minute you shechted, it's asabano. The paraduma you magdish it in advance. It's hegdish. So it's asabano from day number one, from the first second. So how can it be mitam zokta? Since theoretically, could have been roi lachila. When is that? The Amr Eshlokish was pshat. I'm Rav Shimon Paranivdus Agabi Marachosa. The reason why paraduma, the flesh of the paraduma, is mekabel tuma now, after the shechita, before shechita is not mekabel, after the shechita is because he can be paid it right now. Because he can be paid it right now. So he asked the kasha, what is Reish Lakish say? Hol hoysa lo shasa kasha. Paranivda gabi marachosa. Amal kam levitus kipada dobi. Yeah. Why does Reb Shimon say, "Pol v'hoysa lo shas hakosha"? He should say, "Pol v'yachshav yesh lo shas hakosha." It sounds like yesterday I had like basa b'cholov, and I cooked the basa b'cholov together, and now the dead, now someone touches this flesh, even though now it's asa b'anoa, but before I cooked it, "Pol v'hoysa lo shas hakosha." Before I cooked the basa b'cholov together, it had the theoretical possibility then of feeding it to the nochri. So even though now it's asa b'anoa, yesterday was muta b'anoa. What does he say here? Reb Shimon says, "Por is mekabel tuma soichlim." Oh, b'hoy salo shaskoshi. Yesterday had, but he's talking now. It's not yesterday. Right now, Reb Shimon holds por a niftis agabi marachasa. And you take the flesh of the paradum, you put it on a pile of logs, and then you got to light the logs. You got to burn the paradum. You got to burn the flesh. After you shecht, you burn the flesh, you turn it into ashes. You can't use the ashes from the logs later on to be matar people. You have to mix into a container of water the ashes from the flesh, a different kind of ashes. So that's what Tosis discusses. Why does Reb Shimon say that Hol v'hoysala shas hakosha? Yesterday it had the ability. Before, previously it had the ability to be poided. You can still be poided right now. Reish Lakish says, "Pora niftas agabi marachos." Even when the flesh is on top of the logs, and you didn't burn it yet. Once you turn into ashes, it's not roel achilo. So there's nothing to discuss. He says before you burn it. So Tosis says it would appear. That's the top line in the top Tosis. He says, "Tema b'dikam mahal atap teisan ayin zayin anal b'dikam mahal v'hoysal shas hakosha." It had previously the chalav the hashda. Right now, la bas b'di, he can no longer be paid. V'amai isler Reb Shimon mishuas par kachah berek abayisi. He can be paid it now. Kachah berek abayis always lends itself to pidyon, and kachah berek abayis. So Tosi says maybe you require they can only be paid if the animal can stand on its own 4 feet. So Tosi says no. Reb Shimon holds on kachah berek abayis. And kachim mizbech, if it's kedusha as damim la mizbech, you don't require hamadav haroche. So you can be paid a piece of flesh. So Tosfos says, so why does Reb Shimon and the Tosefta there in Pora, why does he use an expression, hol v'hoysal lo shas hakosha? Previously, she said, hol v'epshal lefdoso achshav. Why does it say, hol v'hoysal lo? But nearer the farish, Tosfos says in the third line, hol v'hoysal lo shas hakosha, mari lachar, hazor, what do you do? How do you do a Pora Aduma? Who knows Pasha's chukas? You shech the Pora Aduma. Then you mekabel adamanically. It's not a korban. Paraduma is not a kachim mizbech. It has kedusha. Who pays for it? What money? Who pays for the paraduma? A wealthy balabos. No? It's the first. It's the first tool. Wealthy balabos donates money. No. Tosis quotes the din anamid beis. The din is that you buy it from machzah shekel money. Machzah shekel money. Usually machzah shekel money is for kachim mizbech. It's for karbanos. Machzah shekel money is for tmidi b'masachim, or all other karbanos tzibur. For the k'toris that you bring, for the lechem haponim every week, you buy the karbanos tzibur. Machza shekel money. You also use machza shekel money to pay salary to the rabbanim who teach the Kohanim how to do the avodas. So how do you do that? That you're supposed to use machza shekel money is kodesh kedushas damim la mizbeach. He's supposed to use the money for korbanos. How do you pay the rabbis a salary? What's going on? So Tesis quotes the Gemara that says lei bezne masna leim. That's an exception to the rule. Bezdin makes like a tanai. When everybody donates the machza shekel, so Bezdin makes a tanai, some of the money is going to have to go for paying the rabbanim who have to supervise the kohanim or makru with the karbanas. So that's called lei bezne masna leim. We use it for purposes other than akrabas karbanas tibas. So Tesis has 2 days, and the Tesis ayin zayinam at base. The skinny Tesis, I'm a higher Reb Shimon. So they have 2 days. The din that says, the halacha, the mishnah that says that you purchase a paraduma for machza shekel money, is that a din deraisa? Even though it's not a korban? But still, that's the halacha. You have to buy it for machza shekel money menatora. Or maybe no. Really, menatora, you're not supposed to buy it for machza shekel money. Maybe it should be from kachabere gabais money. So this is quoted here on the top line. Rav Shimon says that a paraduma is kachabere gabais. It doesn't mean that you buy it from Perek Abayis money. You buy it from Machza Shekel money, but it's Lei Bezne Masna Leim. So Tesis has 2 days. The din is clearly, however you understand, the din is that a Paraduma is purchased, has Kedusha, Paraduma has Kedusha. It's purchased from Machza Shekel money, which is supposed to be designated and supposed to be dedicated only to Karbonos Tzibur. So one day in the Tesis is that it's a din in Atar. But Lei Bezne Masna Leim. And then Yochel Yesh Abba Memena Men Atar. Since it's treated like a korban, has to be purchased machzah shekel money. The other day is no, that it's only a midirabon. How can you do chieshkach v'achacham lakadob menator v'kumli? I say, what do you mean? They take hegdish money, it's supposed to be miyuchet for buying korbanos tzibur, then they misappropriate it. They tell you you can use it for purchasing paradumi, not ladudas. So they say, well, they told you the salary, the rabbanim, who teach the kohanim how to do all the avodas. So that's based on the Gemara last part from Ksubis, so that's based on Leib Bez and Masna Leim. So this is also Leib Bez and Masna Leim. So this has 2 days. But this is clear that the Paraduma has Kedusha. So it's going to be Asa Bano. So before you Shecht it, it's not Mekabel Tuma. After you Shecht it, it's Asa Bano. So Reb Shimon should have said that it's not Mekabel Tuma. So he says, no, Paraduma is Mekabel Tuma. Why? So he doesn't say because you have the ability to be poided right now. Why doesn't he say you can be poided right now? He says, since you had the ability after you shechted it, before now. You had the ability. What's before now? What's before and after? What happened? So they said the hazor. What's the hazor? Normally a carbon you zerek on the mizbeach. This is not a carbon. It says you collect your makabal adam of the paradumi shecht it. But you don't shecht it in the hazor. Where do you shecht it? Harazesim, it says. Harazesim, no? Facing the Pesach Ol Moed, you're facing Ol Moed, and then you take the dam and you zerk the dam facing Beis Hamikdash. So Tosfos says before the Hazor, Reb Shimon would hold that it's Roy Lifdoso. Reish Lakish says in Amid Beis, Par Niftes Agabi Marachoso. Shimon holds he can be part of the Paraduma after he shechted it when the flesh is sitting on top of the pile of logs to be burned. That's only if he didn't do the Hazor yet. But once he did the Hazor, Sadam. Noichach Pesach Oil Moed, the Nira Lefarish, Tosfos writes on the third line from the top of Ein Zayin. The Nira Lefarish, Dodi Kanu Hol, Hoys Lo Shasta Kosha Pivis, Nemar Lachar Hazor. And Reb Shimon Hol, Dein Svo Shetei Bas Pediyah, Achar Shehuz Adomo. After the Pediyah, it doesn't make sense. Then it doesn't have any, and doesn't have any opinion. So Reb Shimon said, it doesn't matter. Hol, Hoys Lo Shasta Kosha, since 10 minutes ago, before we did the Hazor, Noichach Pesach Oil Moed, it had the ability, it lent itself to Pidyon. So that's called Oichel Shata Roy L'Hachal Acher. Theoretical possibility is enough. So he says theoretical possibility to do a pidyon previously is enough. So here also the theoretical possibility, since he could have done the pidyon on the Balei Mumin before I shechted it, the God of Shechts it Bachutz. But since he could have shechted it, there was a theoretical possibility to be paid there. So even though the Maisa they weren't paid there. So Kozman, the animal, is alive. It's Asa Bachila. When you're going to shecht it, it's right, they're going to be Asa Bachila. It's going to be kachim that never had any pidyon. And Reb Shimon should have said the shechita sheni ruya. But since there was a theoretical possibility to be paided, so that's called shechita haruya. The Gemara making a tzushtal, an equation. Whatever, ruya, shechita haruya, and oichel shati yochel ach lachem. We're dealing with a different issue. Shechita Riyah means should be muta ba'achila. Ocha shat yochel la'achem means should be muta ba'anah. But Hatzar HaShav Shebehem is Ruya means even if it's not Roy, even if it's just theoretically, and even if right now there is no theoretical possibility, but 5 minutes ago there was a theoretical, yesterday there was a theoretical possibility. So the Gemara says in both cases that's called Ruya. Reb Shimon Mahal, that's called Ruya. Okay, tomorrow I'd like to continue. These thesis are not very easy. They quote so many Gemaras and they don't give you all the Marmakimas. They're missing. So I'd just like to read through. It's an easy thesis.